In this series of recordings, we're going to explore a whole range of what people would call negative emotions and how they impact your life and impact manifesting. And one of the things that I want you to keep in mind is this stuff is sneaky. It's not complicated, but it's sneaky, it's subtle. And one of the traps that we've noticed from doing coaching for most of my life now is that people will make it complicated so they don't have to notice the sneaky, the subtle. And again, it's not even you making it complicated so you don't notice the sneaky, the subtle. It's the programming, it's the patterning, it's the habituation that you have, that you've misidentified with. And so in this tiny little pre-intro recording, there's a couple of these. By the way, it doesn't matter what order you listen to them in. This is not a very linear set of recordings. Linear, in a way, is what got you in trouble. Linear can get you so far. Sort of like, think of it this way. Linear isn't bad or good. Linear is like a car. And a car can get you so far. You could go from the East Coast to the West Coast in a car. But once you get to the West Coast and there's no more land, you've got to get on a boat. And so linear will get you so far. Yeah, so, and what I mean by linear, you're going to be hearing some things in the recordings about sequence. You're going to be hearing some things in the recordings about unconditionalness and conditionalness. And, well, let's explore a little bit of nonlinear hatred for a moment. Because hatred and anger, those are two that get in the way. In this recording set, by the way, you're going to notice that we've explored and will explore anxiety. We have explored and will explore hatred, anger. Fear we've taken care of pretty well in another recording package, so we're not going to explore much with fear here. It's a little bit subtly woven in, but not a whole bunch. But let's go to hatred, and let's go to balance and manifesting, because we've noticed the people who are successful at this stuff have balance in their manifesting, and there's a couple kinds of balance. One of them is internal-external balance. In other words, you're noticing, if you want to manifest a car, you notice what the car feels like when you touch it, and you notice how you feel when you touch the car. Okay, there's an internal and external feeling. We also could look at that almost like emotions and sensations. There's a balance between, by the way, how does the car feel when you touch it? In other words, when I love old BMWs. 1989, 1990 series, 3 series, I just love them. 86, 89, somewhere around there. And they're real metal. And when I touch them, I can feel the metal. It's not like thin metal, it's thick metal, it's heavy metal. I like that feel in a car. Heavy metal's not my idea of music, but heavy metal in a car is nice. And something the size of a 3 Series BMW just is sweet to me, because it's heavy metal, but it's not a big car. So there's a feel to it when I drive it, there's a feel to it when I touch it, there's a feeling my body has in the seats. So there's the feel of the car, there's the feel of my body in the car. There's, you know, so that's one balance, internal, external feeling. Sensation and feeling is another balance. You know, or sensation and emotion, sorry. Sensation being, you know, both that internal and external feeling, what the physical body feels like, but also there's the excitement of the car, the proud ownership of the car. You know what, I'm really pleased. I love the way I feel driving around in a Bimmer. It's just, it's a solid car. It feels good. Those are words and feelings that I like. So let's move around to a different kind of balance, a different kind of exploration, because it really is all about exploring the world. Yeah, if you define what you want too much, you're not going to discover much about you in it. There's another balance. Again, we cover that elsewhere, but we'll just toss it up as a reminder for those of you that are in those other programs. So hatred. I was working with a young boy one day. And, well, young boy, I mean like teenage, right? And by the way, I was a teenager once, young guy. And here's the problem, right? So the teenage boy is imagining the girl asking him out to dance. And in his culture and, you know, where he lives, that's probably not very likely to happen. But he had a lot of stress around this. And this is one of the things that tells me that there's something hidden, like a hidden anxiety or hidden anger. When people have stress or flatness, when it comes to manifesting, that tells me there's something not quite right. Because, like, if I'm imagining eating a lemon, as soon as I start imagining that lemon in my mouth and biting down on it, I start to salivate. That's very real. That's very easy to do. All manifesting is like that. Whenever there's not something hidden, subtle, sneaky going on. And so we started talking a little bit, and three levels of anger showed up. And I want you to just notice these. So it's like, you know, we got to explore, why do you want her to ask you out? And three levels of hatred showed up. And I want you to listen to these real carefully, because they're very subtle, but they're very common. So the first level of hatred was, I hated the way my friends laughed at me. I hated my friends, the way they laughed at me. You hear those two? I hated the way they laughed at me. I hated my friends for laughing at me. There's something interesting there. The second bit, I hated myself. I just hated myself. I fumbled. I hated myself for that. And the third thing was, I hate when I fail. So when it gets to that point, you notice we've woven through some layers there. Again, this is really fast, but it's really subtle and it's very powerful. He hated the way his friends laughed at him. He hated them laughing at him. We're just going to roll those two together for now. He hated himself. Okay, he adopted that level of hatred, that bubble of hatred, that state of hatred. And then he hated failing. He just hated that he's not going to fail again. He hates failure. All that hatred, all that energy, with all that energy going on inside of him, he's either going to feel flat because there's no energy left to manifest, or he's going to feel anxiety around it because, well, you know, I just because it's there. Just because it's there. So what I want you to do is to notice these things. Again, I talk to people when we do coaching sessions and mentoring sessions and programs who want to be wealthy. And when we bounce over to their Facebook page for a little bit, there's some jokes poking fun at the wealthy. It's fascinating stuff. Same thing with relationships. I'm doing coaching with a lady. I bounce into her Facebook page for a little bit, and I notice how much of her humor is disparaging towards men. And not only is that showing up in the physical world, let's say blocking men from showing up, but that's also for her to post it. It's got to be in her imagination. And guys do it too. I'm not going to pick on the women. I'm just having a few cases pop in mind right now. So I want you to just notice this stuff. Again, if there's flatness or if there's too much energy, that anxiety kind of energy, there's a reason for it. And odds are there's something in there. Yeah, by the way, this is what the stuff you get to revise. You get to revise the scenario that, let's say, the girl did dance with the young fella. He also gets to revise a little bit around, his friends didn't laugh at him. He gets to revise a little bit around, if they did laugh at him, he blew it off and then they blew it off. It was no big deal. There's more than just one quote-unquote right way of doing this. And again, there's another trap we bump into. Oh, I want to make sure I have the exact right scene. The exact right scene isn't what you need. What you need is the processing of the energy. And that's what these recordings are about. When you listen to the full-length IDK recording, the I Don't Know recording, in some ways it's going to make linear sense to you. In some ways it's not. What I encourage you to do is to do the exercises. This whole package is designed to give you some hooks to hang your rational mind on. Because the rational mind loves hooks to hang. Yep, okay, I learned that. Yeah, that makes sense. Got it. That's your rational mind. It likes that. But on the other side of the coin, there's your experiential mind. There's the experience of you having the adventure of a lifetime. And if you play with these little tiny, semi-confusing things that make sense and not really make sense, but is that what he meant? Yeah, did he really mean that when he said that? Am I doing the exercise right? We've got about seven different ways to do everything that we've put on these recordings. A lot of them show up dynamically in coaching calls because people are unique. What I've managed to do is to put a lot of different variations of the same thing on here. And what I encourage you to do is to just play with it. Notice the model. Notice what it means. Notice what else it might mean. And that's a good one. A lot of people go, okay, that's what this means. Got it. Yeah, imagination creates reality. So I'm going to make a movie. You see, not everybody makes movies of their bodies in it. The people that aren't successful tend to be the ones that make movies with their bodies in it. So when they hear imagination, they think visualization. with the body in it. That isn't what works. Always be asking yourself, what else could this mean? And use this as an opportunity not to get it right. I'm not really concerned if you get everything in this recording series right. I'm more interested in your exploration with it. You know, the right way to get from our home to the market to buy groceries, there's a couple different ways to go. One of them's the most direct way. One of them's the most scenic way. You know, one of them would be the one that would probably take all day. That would be on foot with a backpack. Could be a lot of fun. I haven't done that one yet. But there's no quote-unquote right way. There are some slower ways to do things. You know, like making movies with your body in them or using affirmations instead of congratulatory conversations. There are some slow ways to do things. There are some things that you definitely don't want to do. Like, I'm going to make a vision board, and if the three-year-old touches it, I'm going to lose my mind because, you know, he destroyed my vision board and nothing's going to happen. Remember, you're the causal factor. Imagination creates reality. Consciousness is reality. And the physical world is the echoes of what's in your conscious mind, what's in the conscious mind in general. So, or in consciousness in general. So, again, even notice that. I didn't get it just right, but I'll revise a little bit. If you don't get something just right, if you don't fully understand something, that's fine. Just play with it. Listen to the recordings again. If you go, oh, I totally misunderstood that. Cool, I got it at a different level now. Odds are you needed to misunderstand it to get it at the level now. So you to hear the recordings again. That's why when you listen to the recordings, people tell us all the time, they listen to our recordings and there's like new lessons in the same recordings. Yeah, there's new lessons in the same recordings because you've changed. And that'll be the final balance point in what we're sharing here today. One of the reasons we want to get rid of anger, the hidden, subtle, sneaky anger, and the hidden, subtle, sudden, subtle, sneaky, anxiety kind of stuff, is for the world to change, you, what you identify with, what you feel, gets to change. The young fella, as he processed out the hatred, found that he could walk up to a girl and ask her out. You see, with fruit trees, the blossoms and the fruit come on the new growth. His new growth enabled the miracle to show up. Anytime you experience new growth, new realizations, new understandings, new levels of going, oh my God, I've read 500 articles at freeneville.com and it finally dawned on me what he means. You can expect transformation in your life because it's the new growth where the blossoms show up, and where the blossoms are, that's where the fruit comes. It's the new growth that allows everything to shift. And so we explore the inner. We just don't force something to happen or force ourselves to feel it real. We explore the inner terrain like this. And we notice things like, you know, there's not just one bit of hatred that gets to be let go of, but there's at least three different angles we can approach it from. And we can let go of that. Because once you identify them, it's easy to let go of. And that's something else. When you identify a disempowering emotion, it diminishes. When you notice and identify sufficiently, not just, I'm hateful about that. Oh, how are you hateful? Are you hateful at your friends? Are you hateful that they laughed at you? Are you hateful at yourself? Are you hateful at this general thing called failure? Because the kid was doing, I hate failing. I hate failure. I hate being a failure. He got to get to that point to let it go. Because it's one thing to walk around asserting I'm successful while you're feeling that you're a failure. Whenever he could admit that in auditory at 1,100 feet per second, the slowest way that your brain processes information, he's able to let it go. And notice how that fits in with the other recordings. So that's it. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020. Victoria and I really want to thank you for being part of freeneville.com and metamanifesting.com. Feel free to email us anytime, explore the recordings and explore you, and looking forward. See ya.